Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, emails, beef versus steer, and Tom's tea. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
You could pop up in WWE tomorrow. Would Saraya be there or would Paige be there?
Paige, 100%.
So when you're setting up Logan Paul to frog splash you through the announce table, it's going through your mind.
This should make every headline in the world.
It makes sense, right? In your jelly roll.
We knew we had that kind of a moment.
Mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Burn and die, young Dino. Burn in hell, you scum. You slimeball scumbag Dino. You soon will be well done.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Thank you very much.
We have your letters. You can reach us.
Kind of Elvis. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You can reach us, Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. We love hearing from you. Chick McGee, would you care to begin?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, hey. From Ron in Kentucky.
Ronnie.
Tig Ol' Bitties.
What?
Tig Ol' Bitties.
That's all he says?
That's all he says. Good morning.
Yeah, you've missed this new feature that I'm tired of already.
Well, I love that, man. That's nice. I'm a big fan of those things.
No. The letters now. Just...
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I thought the kids had eaten all the drumstick ice creams, but I just found one hidden behind the ice tray.
Oh,
I will sleep well tonight.
That's huge. A good one.
That's Howard.
That is nice.
Secret treats. What a good time a secret treat is.
That's right.
Speaking of secret.
Grab some ice cream. Thought it was all gone. No,
that's nice.
Pat, you have
somebody
letter.
Sent me an email, believe it or not.
What?
Speaking of secret sweets here. Morning, all. Willie asked if he'd ever eaten rooster. Fun fact, all chicken fries and chicken fingers are, in fact, rooster penises.
That is a fun fact.
We are trying to figure out if you eat both male and female chickens.
I don't know.
Yes, you do, is the answer.
Yeah, found out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Male and female chickens. What do they call them? Broilers? They're both. Now, beef comes from steers. Now, those are boy deers that have been unboyed.
Boy deers? Boy cows.
What did I say? Oh, boy cows. Sorry. As you can see, none of us really are.
You start talking like this. As
you can see, we don't know much about. The primary source of supermarket beef, according to this news story, is steers, males that have been castrated.
Really?
Castration makes them calmer and improves the meat quality.
Good.
Also, it makes their mooing a little higher.
Ooh. Is that right?
help, shark. Oh, God, I loved that as a kid. Nothing funnier. Let's see now. Let's get back to our mailbag, shall we? Let's see. This is from Jimmy. He says, from a Bloomfield, Kentucky.
Oh, not Michigan, huh?
Wow.
Didn't know that.
You know about Bloomfield, Michigan, though, don't you? You psycho.
Bloomfield Hill.
Isn't that where the rich people live in Michigan?
Nice.
I thought it was Grosse Pointe.
Lovely
Point.
Area. They're both very nice.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Out to eat last night. Ordered my iced tea based on Tom's recommendation with orange slices instead of lemon. Tom, it was the best tea I've ever had. I am hooked. I know Chick is rolling his eyes, but Chick, I've got to tell you, it was fantastic. Yes, I trouble servers now every day by saying, could I please have an orange slice instead of a lemon?
You think you just now started troubling servers?
Yeah. Oh, that's only the beginning.
You went against your own rule, though. You don't like flavored iced tea.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
yeah,
but
sense.
Orange is a flavor.
Yes, but it's not an artificial flavor. Bottled iced tea should be illegal. It's so awful.
Do they ever say, no, we don't have orange slices?
And I would just stand up, storm out after flipping the table. Yeah, well, they have oranges back there.
So much for the Pure Leaf sports desk, I guess.
it's much better.
Okay.
Just trust me. And I don't want lemon in my tea. I don't care.
So do you at home cut up oranges and have them ready at the...
That's a very fair question on occasion.
Ah.
But I have a what is it called, a carafe, a pitcher of iced tea right now and sitting in the green room.
Yeah, I stick my finger in it every morning.
I like that flavor.
Where, I like that
I
flavor.
Hope you've washed
After
your hands.
I put my finger in my butt, then I then I dunk it in your iced tea.
And we laugh.
Yeah, Patner comes in and he does it sometimes, and we both laugh.
By the way, based on my tea from yesterday, you might want to go see a doctor.
Oh.
Tastes a little bloody.
Oh, God.
Man. We're all goofing around.
Pat,
I'm just being silly.
Am I bleeding back there?
You are. Okay. No.
I think Bloody Stool is opening for Green Day on their tour this summer. Let's see now.
Chick, I have a letter for you. It just says, for Chick.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Chick. Just started my shift. Having coffee and a croissant.
Ooh.
Have a great show, you guys.
There you go.
That's from Michael in Bakersfield.
Oh, sounds good. Sounds good.
Home of the Buck Owens Sound.
Are you hitting
Bakersfield,
that?
Bakersfield, California.
Are you hitting that croissant? Are you going croissant? I think I go croissant. I'm not really sure.
Croissant.
I don't say croissant. I say croissant.
I don't
croissant.
Either. I said croissant. It to be fun.
I give it a heavy W. I go croissant.
Yeah, there it is.
Of course you do.
Say, there's the big man.
You don't say Louis Vuitton either, do you?
Because it's Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton.
I know.
I say like Louisville. I go, I'm getting a Louis Vuitton for my baby.
That's nice.
For my baby.
I like that.
She'll put out then.
Yesterday we were talking about something, and I thought Chick would be on my team, which is the team of the totally obscure.
Maybe today I'll be on your team. Don't know.
Well, you mentioned the ice cream delivery company?
Schwann's.
Oh, yeah.
Schwann's.
They do more than ice cream. They're a whole, they did... meats, they did frozen chicken,
rolls.
They did pizza roll, they did dinners, lasagna.
No, they're out there.
Okay, well, good. Yeah, it was a delivery food.
Yeah,
okay.
And you'd get a catalog and then you would check what you wanted and then
some privileged
Schwann's man would bring it.
Jerk across the street gets Schwann's every afternoon or something.
That's nice.
Once a week or whatever.
Sounds good.
We never,
I'm going to run out there.
But when you mentioned it, I was not familiar with it.
Right.
And I said, oh, don't they have the Schwann catalog? Thinking the Chick would know, and I got nothing, and I thought...
Is there a Schwann catalog?
I
never heard of that.
Dear Tom, writes Mr. Golden, you and I are two of the few who would conflate Schwann record catalog with Schwann food service.
Oh, it was a record thing.
It was a... Yeah, like, it was a... You'd go to the record store sometime, they'd look up a thing in the Schwann catalog.
Let me tell you something. If that guy writes in again and uses conflate...
Yeah.
Don't read his letter.
What's his first name?
I know a lot of Goldens.
I'm not going to give you his first name.
Hey, Tom.
Okay.
Golden. What's he trying to hide? Come on.
John, I...
we found you, John Golden.
Not any Goldens I know.
John Golden.
I am so sorry.
John Golden.
You left your car running.
I conflated being smart with being an idiot.
John Golden.
I did not mean to give your name, John.
There it is.
Now, wait a second. How can you be mad? Tomorrow isn't...
I'm not mad.
Wait a second. Isn't tomorrow National Vinyl Record Store Day?
Damn right it is.
Nice.
I looked forward to that day all year.
Do you wait in line? Do you get out there?
No, I don't wait in line.
A lot of people do wait in line, though.
Oh, I know.
I am somebody.
That's
I don't
true.
Wait in line.
Record Store Day, it's great. I will be probably buying a couple of vinyls tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah,
I can tell you collect them because that's what we call them in the business, vinyls.
I'll be picking up some vinyls.
Do you have any vinyls?
I have a friend who I am indoctrinating, is that the word, into the world of classic rock.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, so is this your trainer?
Every single time.
No, but I have been indoctrinating him.
Poor Jonathan.
Well.
Is it one of Kelly's friends' husbands who's stuck talking to you sometimes?
Yes, that's exactly correct. And
it's you and some 47-year-old man trying to get along.
He's 50. And I've been going to a couple different stores and buying vinyl of, and it's because it's great.
Here is that guy talking to his wife. I don't want to go see Tom and Kelly no more. Is that okay?
Last time he kept telling about his little feet or something.
I actually bought him.
I'm sure you did.
Feats Don't Fail Me Now, the last record album.
Allman Brothers.
Oh, I got Live at the Fillmore. I got Eat a Peach. But I'm vinyl.
You know, people get mad at me for criticizing you too much, but at least acknowledge I do it right. At least I know you enough to know the band you gave him. I know.
Oh, you nailed it. You nailed the guy too. Except you had the age. Wrong by 3 years. Happy birthday.
Oh, is this the guy?
I'm not going to give him the name. No, I'm not going to tell you. I've already blown the John Golden thing.
Yeah, and it's John Golden's birthday? Is that what you said?
That for all John practical Golden? Purposes, we're going to wish him happy birthday.
All right.
Do you have another letter over there?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I was listening to your show earlier this week, and you mentioned you had a PlayStation 5 still in the box. Yes, I do. I'd be more than happy to take that off your hands so you can clear up some space for more shoes. That's Devin in Reno.
Devin
I will take this under advisement.
Devin is a smart guy.
I don't trust myself to unwrap the PlayStation 5 because no one would ever see me again.
Chick, there's a Spider-Man game on that PlayStation 5. Yeah. And when it came out, I gave myself 3 days to play this. I had a bunch of work coming up, and these games are totally immersive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can go all of New York City. It's real New York City. You're swinging around. You're doing mission. You're taking down bad guys. And I gave myself 3 days because I knew if I went, it'll ruin my life.
Yeah.
But I beat the game in 3 days. It was a great 3 days.
Ah,
I was saving New York City, man. See? It was the best.
Did we do the story about the old lady who spent all her...
I have that.
Oh, this is great.
I read that. It's funny.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it on the air, did we?
Yeah, we did. About the lady they found, she was...
Oh, yeah, they thought she was dead.
She was dead.
They did a wellness check and she was immersed in a video game with headphones on.
Yeah, 91 years old. It was But can you imagine,
because when you do that, I've heard you guys, when you're doing it and you're cursing left and right.
It's crazy.
To strangers. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine some 17-year-old boys getting his ass kicked by this 91-year-old lady and cursing her out?
It happens. There are some mean
people. Can't believe it comes out of my son's bedroom. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Profanity at 3 a.m. when I live in an apartment.
It is an
3
interesting...
3 a.m.? He's a kid.
Weekends.
Oh, okay.
But it is an interesting world. Where you're talking to people, you don't know who they are.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the ham radio operators. You're out there in this special select universe talking
ham,
to people.
Right? Do they still have those?
Are you kidding? You know who the greatest ham operator is? It's Joe Walsh.
Ham radio.
What story years ago?
Oh, my God.
What, Ace, am I right or not? A simple yes or no will do.
70s, who knows? Maybe.
Who knows if Joe Walsh, maybe when he got, maybe when he got sober, he gave up the ham radio.
Hang on, buddy.
This analogy.
This is Joe.
This analogy, besides.
Come on back for Joe.
This analogy, besides being profound, is indeed correct. Yeah, that's a special universe of people. I'm sure there's a ham operator listening right now. But I'm saying that the video
see if
people.
If you can raise Joe for us.
Oh, God. Joe. Why do I talk to you, Philistines? Dear Bob and Tom Show.
Give it a go.
Oh. This is Jim. I'm not going to give his last name, I hope. Although it is the same as one of the first names of a member of the Electric Amish. I'll leave it right there. Jim says.
Dean?
No.
Kyle?
Barkley?
It's got to be Kyle.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Jim says, I am currently traveling in China.
Hey.
Today I'm in a city. Uh-oh. I don't, help me here, Christy. X-I-apostrophe-A-N.
Xi'an? I'm going to say Xi'an.
Xi'an? Yeah.
Okay. Well, he's in Xi'an, whatever that is. I was walking down the street. I saw a kid wearing a Nirvana t-shirt.
Cool.
So, in the interests of the Bob and Tom Show, I tried to ask him about the shirt. And we were talking about the fact that my girls are wearing all these classic rock t-shirts. They have no idea who the bands are. He didn't speak any English, so I was trying to demonstrate to him by doing my best air guitar. He hurried away and looked frightened and confused. That's good old American rock and roll. Yeah. It's everywhere, but the shirts now, I think, are selling more than the music in the cases of some bands.
It sucks. Now it's cool. When I was in high school, I wore Led Zeppelin shirts, and it wasn't cool. People made fun of me.
Did they really?
Oh, like, for sure. People were like this when I was in high school. People were like polo shirts, preppy. Abercrombie. It was really preppy.
Yeah.
This is cool.
In Grohl's book, I think he's driving around, I want to say Scotland or some far-flung place, and he sees a hitchhiker, and he's... pulls over, and the kid was wearing a Nirvana t-shirt, and Kurt had just, you know, left, and Dave said, well, I probably should embrace this then and trying to get away from it, so.
Aww.
Did he give him a ride?
Yeah, I gave him a ride.
Okay, that's cool. He's supposed to be the greatest guy, so. By the way, there's an interesting
I don't know how his wife would feel right now, but.
If you feel good now? Yeah. I know that you've taken a big crap all over that.
That's the facts.
Well, that's no fury. I think they're by. They've settled
their differences.
Yeah.
She won't hold that over him for the rest of his life.
I'll bet you take the garbage out for that whore.
Okay, thanks, babe.
That's what he's going for.
Okay.
There's a great documentary called Sound City. He bought the board from Sound City in L.A. Really good.
Yeah. We've had a couple of our Bob and Tom t-shirts show up in some very unusual places. Remember the time?
It was a Japanese boy band. Or
yeah, some, right, yeah. Like the number one Japanese boy band. Yeah. And one of the guys was wearing a Bob and Tom t-shirt.
That was fun.
My friend does art stuff for like movies in L.A. and she gets a lot of thrift store trips. And she finds Bob and Tom stuff at a thrift store in L.A. like every 3 months.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's just whoever decided to move back to Ohio dropped like off their Bob and Tom sweatshirt.
Sounds like one of our comedian friends appreciating our gift.
Yeah, a little too much sometimes.
That used to be class. We would give them the goodie bags with like CDs and t-shirts and stuff.
They prized them so much.
Some of them would immediately essentially sell them online. The life of a traveling comedian. You know what it's like, Willie. But the nice postscript on this letter. Do I have time to read this? He wants to know, I was looking for a frame with photographs like the Aura frame. The ones I found were charging me a monthly subscription. Does the Aura frame charge for their app? No. The Aura frame, which is fantastic. There's one right behind Willie. No. You buy the Aura frame, you load it with photos. There's no monthly fee or anything. That's all free.
It's got a picture of me, you, and Tommy Brennan from SNL on it right now.
Oh, cool. Well, there's a picture of Josh, Oske, and who is that? Is that Alzi?
Is that Alzi?
What are those guys?
Alzi.
They're eating. Never mind. I'll just move right on. Pat, you want to crap all over that?
No.
Okay, but if you feel free. That'd be just fine.
You think Dave Grohl did that?
Yeah.
A little eating? You know what I mean. Okay.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from Top of the Rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.